guys, we are running 50% off my high value boot camp for the entire summer. This is such an amazing offer because I know what it's like to have to rebuild every area of your life, and it can be extremely overwhelming, especially when you are trying to heal. In this course, we are going to dive into the basics of what it actually means to be a high value person, learn how to parent yourself, and we're going to talk about standards, boundaries, and self-worth, because let's be honest, if we don't have those three things, then all areas of your life are going to suffer. And then, of course, we're going to get into the specifics in terms of your social life, friendships, career, money, love, and dating. So check out the links below for all of the information. Hey guys, welcome back. This week, I want to talk about childhood trauma, and I want to talk about emotional abuse and trauma. So there's different types of traumas you can go through. There's emotional trauma, there's physical trauma, there's sexual trauma. And I think sometimes the physical and the sexual are a little bit obvious. The emotional tends to be a little gray. And so I wanted to kind of compile a list and talk about emotional childhood trauma so you can understand what you possibly had experienced that caused some type of emotional wound that's still stuck inside of you, whether that's abandonment wound, whether that's I'm not enough, whether that's violation, it could be a multitude of wounds. We don't even have to classify one specific thing, but I want you to have this list because so often I'm on the phone with people and they'll tell me, I had a great childhood. My parents were loving. I don't understand like what I didn't get. And so it's not always as obvious if it wasn't as blatant as maybe some other people. So when, you know, your dad, for example, physically abandons you, then you understand emotionally how that probably could have affected you as a child and then obviously into your life, right? But when the parents weren't physically, when the parents were physically there and they were loving, but these are the things that could have happened that would lead to some insecurity, some I'm not enough, even some abandonment wounds. Now I'm gonna go through this list and we might kind of go all over the place, but the point is to just listen to each one and kind of go, okay, I definitely had that happen to me. And what I want you to understand also about trauma is you have two types. You either have a big trauma or you have a little trauma. A big trauma is something that happens one time, it was horrific and it just like stuck with you. A little trauma are these little tiny things that happen over the course of time, and as they begin to add up, they equal a wound. So you can go through either. A lot of the times we tend to look back on our lives and we can see the big ones, but we can't always see like those little things that were being done to us that actually probably were the most damaging. So the first thing is going to be parents that weren't able to or capable of physically or emotionally taking care of you. Now, I know we said that we weren't going to talk about like physical abuse or sexual abuse, but I do think it's really, really important just to understand these things. Now, physical abuse, when we think of it, we tend to think of a child being hit or beaten, or sexual abuse. Obviously, the child was violated in a sexual way. When I'm talking about physical neglect in this way, what I'm talking about is a parent that didn't really care if you showered, didn't really clip your fingernails, didn't really care that your clothes didn't fit you, didn't really care that, you know, you were wearing things that you shouldn't be, didn't really care that it was going to be 10 degrees outside and you didn't really have like a hat or gloves with you, wasn't on top of you to make sure that you were properly taken care of. Now, we're not talking about financial struggles that parents go through sometimes, because I, as a child, was not raised with a silver spoon by any means, and my mother still made sure that I had what I needed in an appropriate way and still cared about my well-being in this way. So did you have a parent that could have cared less if you showered, brushed your teeth, you could eat whatever you want, I'm not gonna, you know, try to make you eat any vegetable, like just didn't care for you in those ways? Now, what can hurt a child even more is when they look back and they see that either mom or dad cared very much about themselves and didn't really put in the same amount of effort into them or their siblings. And of course, when you're an adult and you're looking back on your childhood, and that is a very predominant thing that you're remembering and it's kind of staying in that forefront, of course, you are probably dealing with a parent who was narcissistic. Another sign is they didn't really know how to console you. So they didn't know how to comfort you when you felt sad or afraid. Not every parent picks up their little baby and rocks them when they need to be comforted or soothed? And especially as the child starts to grow up, were you ignored when you had emotions, or were those emotions like talked about and dealt with? Was someone hugging you when you felt scared or nervous, or was someone just letting you sit there by yourself emotional and no one was there to kind of console you or give you the things that any normal person would need based on what it is that you're going through and how you felt? Were you taught that in subtle ways and in just blatant ways that you can't cry, that crying is a sign of weakness? Did no one ever teach you how to deal with your feelings? So were feelings just kind of like overlooked? And this is probably one of the biggest ones, not just with fathers, but definitely also with mothers as well. If you are dealing with one or two parents that didn't even know how to deal with their own feelings or didn't even admit their own feelings, then you were not going to receive parents that were going to be able to help you with yours. So if you either learned that you can't cry, you can't show emotion because it's, you know, a sign of weakness, maybe that was like just blatantly said to you, or honestly, maybe you just never even saw mom or dad feel anything. Maybe you never saw dad get emotional. Maybe you never saw mom get emotional. Maybe you saw mom get too emotional and she didn't know how to deal with it. So how did your parents deal with their own emotions? Because that really is the basis of what you went off of. And that's how, when you wanted to express something, you learned to kind of stifle it because dad doesn't engage in those emotions, or mom will just ignore me, or maybe mom will smother me in conversation about it, but not really help me actually through it. Now, if you're dealing with emotional neglect, you're dealing with sometimes parents that just fight a lot. There's a lot of fighting, there's a lot of yelling, there's absolutely no communication whatsoever. And the yelling and the fighting sometimes is between the two of them, but a lot of the times too, it also is directed at you. So when you lived in a stressful home, when you lived with people, parents or adults that were just unaware of their own selves and put everything on you, so when they were stressed, when they were hungry, which parents are, they're stressed, they're tired, they're overworked, they're hungry, of course. But when the parents aren't acknowledging that that's their stuff and it has nothing to do with the child, and they just are projecting all of their stuff onto the child and yelling at them or blaming them or losing their temper. And look, those things are going to happen. But did you ever hear your parents or the people that raised you growing up say, "I'm sorry. I love everyone that was in my life," but I never heard that. I never heard parents saying, "Hey, look, I'm sorry for the way I acted. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done something differently. It's about me. You know, I'm tired and I was just a little hungry," and trying to actually work on it. So when none of those things happened, what ended up happening for you was that when you were put in situations where someone was yelling at you or impatient with you, because yeah, maybe you weren't listening, or maybe they were stressed and they were taking it out on you, either or. But when you're really young, you aren't able to have...
Guys, I am so excited about my new course, 30-Day Mindset Makeover. We all have times in our life when things are just too much to handle. We are stressed, we are overwhelmed, we're just going through a lot, and honestly, we just don't even feel like ourselves. And it can be so extremely frustrating because we don't even know where to begin at times. The situations sometimes that we're put into are a lot to take. And that's why it's so important to learn how to give yourself a much needed reboot. So whether you are trying to heal from something, looking to achieve something, or just wanting to work on yourself in general, this is really the ultimate guide for you to not just get back to who you used to be, but to become an even stronger version of yourself. So you guys, I want you to know that this course is a course that you're going to take every day. It's going to be a ton of information because you know me, I am all about feeding your mind and getting yourself to a healthy point in your life. So in this course, I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you the tools, the tips, the education, and insight to fill yourself up daily, feed your mind so you can feel empowered, hopeful, and excited for what's to come. So I hope you guys will join me in my new 30-Day Mindset Makeover. Links are below.
A logical perspective on what's really going on. Like, hey, I'm kind of being a pain in the butt because I'm not picking up my laundry and like now my mom's yelling at me and yelling at me. You don't really always have that way of thinking. And so since you don't, you sometimes just start to take it like really, really personally. Like it has to do with you. Like they're just not happy and you're the reason why. When you go through those little T's over and over again, you start to kind of like walk on eggshells around parents because you don't want to step on a landmine. You don't want to, you know, annoy mom, or you don't want to frustrate dad. He's had a long day and everyone in the house learns to like not go here with dad or not say this to mom because then they'll explode. And you learn that you can't be honest. You can't say, hey, like, what's the problem? Like, are you upset with me about something? That's not something that you probably ever had in your house because it wasn't something that was fostered. And even if you had the cojones to say that to mom or dad, how did they respond? And so the way they responded made you learn that, okay, I can't say any of those things. I can't be honest with mom about how she's behaving and how it's not okay. Kids are really, really smart, especially young adults and teenagers. Like, they start to understand what's going on, but still they're not given the voice to be able to speak up for themselves, to have respect in the relationship. We're talking about childhood emotional traumas. We're talking about really anything under the heading of emotional abuse. So we're talking about gaslighting. We're talking about passive aggressive behavior, silent treatment, manipulation, shame, guilt, all of those things. Again, if you're dealing with adults that have absolutely no self-awareness, they're not aware of why they do what they do, they are just here to kind of like be a dictator, then they're not going to be able to see that they are being emotionally abusive. They're not going to be able to own it either if you were to ever even call them out, even though you probably wouldn't call them out because you probably don't even know what's going on. Invalidating your experience is another really, really big one, and it's very, very common. Invalidating your pain that you felt or expressions that you, your emotional expression that you were, you know, just exhibiting based on how you were feeling. When those things happen and someone always invalidated you, you shouldn't feel that way. I don't know why you feel that way. Don't feel that way. You're spoiled. You shouldn't do that. All of those kind of things. The connection that you had with yourself to be able to feel an emotion starts to kind of like come apart. And this is where a child becomes very detached from themselves. And they grow up into an adult who is detached from themselves completely, but still needs attachment. And so this is where you have unhealthy attachment styles when you grow up with your adult relationships. This is where you become codependent. This is where you need the validation from outside of yourself because you lost that connection with yourself throughout the course of your childhood. Another really big one that I think a lot of people will see is just the avoiding of emotions altogether. It kind of goes back to like that point that I made earlier, is that did you have parents that were emotional, meaning not just crying, but able to like and shed tears, even though that's really important because that's a human thing that you should be able to be comfortable with. But if you look back on previous generations, were those generations always comfortable in their feelings? No, they weren't. And so since that wasn't always the case, and mom and dad are just human beings, and you start to really see them as human beings the older you get, and that it's not just mom and dad and they know all and they're on these pedestals, you start to see like dad's got some stuff and mom's been through that, and you start to see them for humans and less for these like, you know, people that can just like absolutely do no wrong, and you start to have more of like a friendship parent, you know, relationship with them versus just that old school dictator of children should be seen and not heard. When you're in those situations with parents like that, avoiding confrontation, silent treatment, avoiding emotion altogether, not talking about things, sweeping things under the rug, all of those things play a really big part in your relation, in your family dynamic. Another sign is ignoring. And what I mean by ignoring is something as simple as, you know, your mom being on the phone or talking to a friend that's at the house and you coming over and needing her and her just ignoring you. We always want to teach our children the proper way to interrupt a conversation, or possibly over time to just learn how to just wait until the conversation's over if it's not something that's an urgent matter. When you have parents or the people that raised you or the adults in your life that just ignored altogether, it just shows the child that they're not important. When you have parents that are very sarcastic, parents that are cold, parents that are just not friendly, parents that are angry, they're mean, they're just hostile, they're just not happy people because they're not happy in their lives, even though that's something that really has to do with them, depending on the age of the child is absorbing everything and they're taking everything at face value. They're not able to say, well, dad's not in a good mood right now because he's working three jobs and he doesn't like what he does, so I'm not going to take that personally. That's very, very hard to do. It's impossible for a child to do. I mean, it's pretty impossible sometimes for even adults to not take what another adult is doing to them personally. So a child has absolutely no chance. Another sign is when your parents just really didn't even talk to you. They weren't curious about how you were doing, how you were feeling, what are you struggling with? Like, they don't know who you are. And a lot of the times this happens with a parent or both parents that are physically not really around. So if you do see a parent, maybe they do live with you, but they work a ton, and when they do come home, they're extremely tired, they're stressed out, they just don't have the energy or the space for you, you will of course start to feel this like lack, this like connection that you just don't have with this parent. And it may not always be a malicious thing where the parent is just deeply wounded themselves. It could just be life situations, but it is preventable if the parent is self-aware. Of course, when both of the parents or even one of the parents are just like not involved in the child's life, they know nothing about the child, they're not engaged in activities, they don't have an interest in getting to know the child, of course, even though it's a physical thing, it does affect the child in an emotional way. There are definitely so many things that are under the title of emotional trauma or emotional neglect. And not everything is a huge catastrophic thing. There, most of the time when we're talking about emotional wounds, we're dealing with little traumas that you've experienced a lot over time, or there's at least a consistent pattern of them happening that then creates this hole or this void within yourself. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. Like always, I will link all of my services down below. I'm also going to link up my 9 weeks to emotional healing down below. It is all about healing from emotional wounds. So we are talking about I am not enough wound. We're talking about abandonment. We're talking about guilt, violation, betrayal, all of the biggies that we experience throughout the course of our life, not just childhood. A client the other day said, I'm tired of always blaming the parents and having to do childhood. And your childhood just sets the foundation, but of course we're constantly going through traumas throughout the course of our life. And that's why it's so important to understand how to heal from the things that you have been through. So if you're interested in taking my 9-week course,